music lovers. Welcome to Wax Chatty with D. Muck and Taddy, where three pals listen to an album, then come together and discuss the dang thing.
What the heck is an album?
An album is a collection of audio recordings issued on compact disc, vinyl, audio tape, or another medium such as digital distribution.
Nice! All of our selections can be found on Apple Music, Spotify, Discogs, even in your local record store if you fancy doing some crate digging.
In the beginning of 2021, the Muck and Taddy duo started this exploration. And after we had nearly 50 albums under our belts, we brought in Deanna, and it morphed into a podcast for you so that we could share our blinding brilliance.
Come and get on the bus with us while we wax lyrical about wax.
So let's grip it and rip it, people.
All right, and we are back. So this week's pick, I believe, was picked by Mr. William Tatlock Green. So Taddy, tell us a little bit about this. Take it away, man.
So this week's pick is a band called Wet Leg, and the album is called Wet Leg. It is two women that are Wet Leg, and the album came out this year in 2022.
Last year.
Oh, yeah, it is last year.
Yeah, I keep writing 2022 going,
Yeah, so it came out last year in 2022. They are from the Isle of Wight. They met in college at university at the Isle of Wight. Hold on a second. All of a sudden, I'm going up on their names. This is crazy. I know their names well, but all of a sudden, I just can't think of it. It's two people, Rehan Teasdale and Hester Chambers. Those are the two lead people in the band. And it seems from what I've been able to find out, mostly the rest of the band is rounded out by people that they are calling the touring band. So I'm sure they just brought people into the studio that they knew, and but they're not really listed. They are young women. They're late 20s. They met 15 years ago at university in Isle of Wight. Then about 10 years after they, you know, first met, they started making music together. Why did I pick this album? I was just looking through, I just saw a list of best songs of 2022. And, you know, a bunch of bands that I'd never heard of and a bunch of songs I'd never heard of. And I saw Wet Leg, Angelica, and I was like, okay, I'll listen to this song and see if I like this band. And I listened to the song and I do like this band. So then I, you know, picked the album. So that's why the album's picked. I did find out subsequent to all that, in 2019, they made this song Chaise Lounge, and it kind of went viral. It got very popular.
I totally get why it was viral, because I was dancing around to that song.
Yeah.
I'll be quiet because it's not my turn.
Yeah.
But
and then they, during the pandemic, they made this album. They started making this album. And this album came out, I believe, in the spring. And, you know, this is funny to say what I'm about to say, because none of our music ever needs this to be talked about. But they are getting pretty hot in terms of many things, but one of the things, I don't believe in awards or anything like that, but it does seem they have Brit Awards nominations, which
Grammys.
Is like UK's Grammys, and they have Grammy nominations for this record. I'm not going to go into what all the nominations are, blah blah blah, but so that's happening for this band. They are on tour now, and actually They played in New York, four different shows at four different venues in New York City in the middle of December. And they went across the country heading west. And now they're in a UK tour, and then they go international. They're going all over the place. They're playing Coachella, this year's Coachella. I really do like this album a lot. I like the sound. The overall sound, I think it's incredibly funny and clever, and mostly not in a too clever way. And before I turn it over to y'all, I do want to recite one of their lyrics that I think to some extent sums up their lyric style. This is called Your Mom.
Oh my God, is this the song with the scream in it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
so. Fucking brilliant. It's so great.
So anyway, lyrically, this is where they're at. You said that you tried your best. Why is this such a fucking mess? You're always so full of it. Yeah, why don't you just suck my dick?
Big time radio play there. Big time radio play there.
And that does sum up, to some extent, their lyrical stylings. So, I don't know. Somebody else say what they thought.
Clearly talking about someone's mum.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more factual, or not factual, bio stuff. Rianne and the other one.
My God, Phil.
Said they were old friends. And then recently they have said things like, now we're in a casual relationship, or no, this is what they're saying. We were in a casual relationship, but now we're married. Although it seems like the way they say it, the married part is somewhat tongue in cheek, but that's their personal life. Who cares about that? But they do seem to be saying that they're a couple.
All right, Deanna, you're up.
All right. So
I don't know how you can follow that, though.
Yeah, it's hard to follow that. Wait, now can you just do me a favor? Say the ladies' names again.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do that to me? Really? Why would you do that to me? I mean, that's just cruel, Deanna. I mean, that's just mean.
Rianne Teasdale
and Hester Chambers. I kind of wanted to call her Chester Hambers.
I just had so much fun listening to this, and I put it on again today and was dancing around to it, and it kind of brought back a feel to me of just some like chick bands that really had a lot of anger and but also a lot of fun, being just like, fuck off, you know, and kind of poking fun at their own sexuality, and as well as definitely the people in their life that had fucked them up, you know. It kind of reminded me of some L7 stuff. I was trying to think of one song in particular, and I couldn't, so I'll have to go back another time and look that up. But definitely it made me think of L7. There were some tones and
saw that band.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, at Summer Stage.
Oh.
Years ago, yeah. They had a afternoon of alternate bands, you know what I mean? It wasn't, yeah. There was no headliner, it was just a bunch of bands. This would have been, I don't know, 2000, not maybe not even. No, what am I saying? It would have been in the late 90s. Yeah, so I did see them. So I'm really, really cool.
You are really so cool. I wish I could
just
be.
Just want that in the podcast too, that I am astoundingly cool.
I'd have to agree with that statement, because I wish I could be you. At least
all right,
that
sorry
moment.
I interrupted you. Please continue.
No, please. I love it. But yeah, it reminded me of some moments when I would listen to L7 in the early to mid 2000s, when I was in the process of, well, let's just say, yeah, divorcing my ex-husband. And watch, he'll probably listen to this because we're friends now and be like, oh, fuck off, why are you bringing me up again? Also there were a lot of
well, and if that happens, I think you should quote our friend's Wet Leg and say, why don't you just suck my dick? that could be your response.
Can I just say that the fact that they said to suck my dick made me so happy.
So
it
happy.
It just made me so happy, because as a gal who says stuff like that a lot, I, you know, and then I'm I know today, thankfully, we're in a time when people can be whoever they want, whatever it means to them, masculine, feminine, binary, non-binary, all of it, and fluid. And even though I've always considered myself she, her, there are many times, as many of my friends and, more than that in my life, can attest to, I am very fluid, and I oftentimes, when I'm hanging out with the guys, I love to just talk like, quote unquote, a guy. And I would say something like, I'd even be talking to my parents and I'd be like, Mom, yeah, I told that guy to suck my dick. And she's like, you don't have a dick. And I'm like, yes, I know, but it's the thought that counts.
Yes, nicely said. I have to say, man, I love when a lady says, suck my dick. As long as it's never been directed at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's lucky. Nobody has said to me, female has said to me that. So, but I do love it. I love it so much. I love it so much. Talking to it, I just, when a lady uses that phrase, it's one of my favorite things as being a human.
Is that before or after she closes her parasol?
I think usually it happens after.
The Pixie song UMass has always been dear to my heart. You have to listen to the song, so maybe I'll suggest that some week. But the tonality and the chord progression that some of these songs for Wet Leg were very simple, very in that same kind of vein, and almost like very kind of, I don't want to say Valley Girl, but at the same time, over all of that, there is this attitude. Anyway, Mac, to you.
What's
sir.
The Pixie song? What's the Pixie song, Deanna?
UMass. As in University of Massachusetts. Over to
sorry,
you,
Mac. Mac. I'm going to have to interject before you speak. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry.
No, you're not.
I have to, because I said that the two people's name, Rehan and Hester, but you know what I didn't do, which I probably would have done if they were dudes? I didn't say what instruments they played. They do both play guitars. They trade off lead and rhythm, but mostly Rehan Teasdale plays the lead and Hester Chambers does most of the rhythm work. And I do think their guitar work is really great. And I do believe that if they were dudes, I probably would have mentioned that right at the top.
So this album is totally fun. It reminds me a lot about Kate Nash and a little bit of Gwen Stefani, no doubt, just the crazy lady aspect of it, which is so much fun. It's like that video, I can't remember whose it was. It was might have been a No Doubt video from the 90s where she is or someone is, it's just like music that a bratty sister is jumping up and down on a trampoline, with pigtails and bad acne, and the music is screaming at you. It totally cracked me up. I had heard the Wet Dream song on WFUV, and that's in heavy rotation. Apparently I hope to hear their new album, which apparently they've already completed. That scream, the longest and loudest scream, so cracked me up when they did it. I listened to the album like maybe three or four times. The longest and loudest scream, oh my God, made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, that was really funny.
I had to listen to it again. I was like, oh, how are they doing this? How are they? Oh, that's how they, okay, cool, fun, just, it's like a crazy dance floor kind of thing that would be a hell of a lot of fun. Anyway, I look forward to hearing them again. I was on their website. They had a bunch of videos. I didn't watch them, but they've got videos for like maybe like 5 or 6 videos that they've made, which is videos cost a ton. I don't know what their label is, what the Wet Leg label is for this album, but it's got to be somebody pretty big if they're making videos, unless they're just totally, and they're just making them on, you know, just for peanuts. But they look pretty good. But I mean, anything, you can shoot a movie on a phone and it looks good. That's what I got.
We've been mostly talking about their lyrics, which are great, or the things that they do, like the scream. Also, musically, I liked it because the songs would do things. The song would be going along and I'm like, okay, I got this song. And I don't, you know, I understand what this song is doing. And then all of a sudden, musically, it would subvert my expectations. And it would surprise me, you know, in little ways. Like one thing, the song.
Being in Love?
Yeah, Being in Love. You know, first of all, the song is so funny because it's this basically equating the existential crisis that everybody has about life and saying, oh, this thing of life, this horrible existential crisis that I might be having at the moment. Oh, I like it because it's like being in love. You know? And I just love that sentiment. But anyway, what I was going to say about subverting the musicality, it the way it ends. Because they're in the middle of this la 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 la, and it just ends. And the first time I heard it, I figured my phone had like cut off or something, but the song just cuts off. So that's an example of what I'm talking about when I say the musically it subverts some of my expectations. You know, it'll go into some minor chord or whatever at some point, but I love the way Being in Love ends.
You know, it kind of the way that music started again, it made me giggle for the same reasons, because it, you know, it was like, yeah, all these horrible things. I'm surprised they didn't just start listing, like, you know, having bad gas and all that. You know, it's like, oh, it's the being in love. But the way that they presented it also in terms of singing it, I started really getting into Billie Eilish. Is that the girl's name?
Yes. That's the woman's name.
I would listen to it. And I just thought a couple of things. First of all, I was like, oh Lord, is she only, you know, is she younger than 18? But then I think about it and I'm like, so how many musicians were super, super young when they started, you know, but, and how groovy that song really is. But then there's also this very laid back quality to it that it very just kind of singing the song like this, but it works. And that's kind of what was also they were doing in Being in Love for a lot of it. It was almost spoken word. And to me anyway, my ears. And I just really enjoyed that. And I was also wondering, like, okay, what other music have I heard besides that, besides these three females, or let's just say, for lack of a better word, these three girls doing it in this fashion that have been so popular. And I was trying to think of other, off the top of my head, I couldn't. But I did think that it was something that it's a certain, does anyone know what that would be? Like some kind of certain, I guess it's just the style that they do, but I dig it. I think it's really good because it's almost spoken word, but not, and very makes the listener lean into it as opposed to the musician leaning into the listener. I don't know if that makes any sense at all.
I mean, it's a pop album, you know? You're going to have the ballads and you're going to have the, you know, the crazy dance. I mean, I would call it a ballad if it's a spoken word.
It's a ballad. I think before when I was talking about the instruments they played, I had them backwards. Rianne plays mostly the rhythm, and Hester plays mostly the guitar, the lead guitar. I think I had them reversed.
That's this album. Yay! Week number three.
All right, so here's what we'll just do, our regular thing. So, okay, I enjoyed it. I liked it, but obviously, Taddy, you give it a thumbs
big
up.
Big thumbs up. Big thumbs up.
And Mac?
Thumbs up.
I'd love to see them in concert.
Yeah.
So who is going next? Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay. So the album that I wanted to pick was Art Blakey's Orgy and Rhythm.
Excellent. What's the year?
1957.
Right. Nice job. All right, there we go.
Okay, people, that's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to the Wax Chatty Podcast. If you enjoyed what was in your ears, please rate us and leave us a comment on Spotify or Apple and share this dude with your homies.
We'd love to hear your thoughts. Be nice now and look forward to rapping about our next selection.
Stay tuned.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, John Boy.